Aloha!
Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. I'm Kalejo.
I'm Akamu.
On today's show, we'll be showing how to make vegan ham musubi. Vegan ham musubi is actually a very popular snack food here in Hawaii, and today we'll be making a vegetarian version of it. First of all, we can start with the rice. This is a Japanese white rice, or you could use sushi rice, or any type of short grain rice that's very easy to mold and sticky. Here we have the nori, or seaweed, that we use to wrap the ham and rice together.
Seaweed.
This is a furikake seasoning. It's a rice seasoning that's made up of sesame seed, salt, sugar, and seaweed flakes. Here we have the ingredients to make a teriyaki seasoning sauce that we add to the vegan ham when after we fry it. It's made up of shoyu or soy sauce. This is mirin, which is a non-alcoholic rice wine that you could find at the supermarket. And here we have sugar. And of course, we have the ham. Today we'll be using the vegan square ham.
All right.
And let's start by showing you how to cut the vegan ham. Here we have the mold that we use to mold the vegan ham musubi. You could find it at your local Japanese supermarket. The mold we're using today is actually 4 centimeters width and 8 centimeters lengthwise. And we try to cut the ham to fit, you know, perfectly inside the mold. So we have already pre-cut some vegetarian ham.
Are we ready to get started?
Yep, I think we're ready.
I'm hungry already, man. Let's go. Just looking at it.
All right. So first of all, we have our nori or seaweed. It comes on a sheet this big. And to make it the same size as the mold, all you do is fold it in half lengthwise. And make sure that the shiny side is on the outside. And you could use just a scissor to cut it in half. And we already cut some right here. So just put it on the side. So let's start making our vegan ham musubi.
So what do we do next?
We can start frying the ham first. So I just started the pan already. It's nice and hot.
All right.
So now we add the oil to the pan. We're using olive oil today. Just add about a tablespoon. After the oil is nice and hot, just add the vegan ham pieces. Just fry about 5 pieces. You can fry the vegan ham about 1 or 2 minutes on each side until they're golden brown and nice and ready. And we could start mixing the teriyaki sauce that we're going to add to the vegan ham later on. You add about 1/2 cup of shoyu or soy sauce. About 1/2 cup of mirin, which is the non-alcoholic rice wine. And add about 2 tablespoons of sugar. Can you mix it up for me?
Sure. Love to.
Let me check the ham. See if it's starting to turn a golden brown color. I can smell the aroma. The ham has a nice smell. So the ham is almost done. Once the ham is nice and golden brown, is actually when we add the teriyaki sauce to it.
Wow, ooh. Looking good. Yeah. Let's mix it up a little more.
I think it's about time
it's to. About time.
Yeah, you can add like about 2 tablespoons to the pan of the teriyaki seasoning.
Sizzling, look yummy.
Smells good. Try to even it out so that both sides get the sauce.
Wow.
The sauce not only gives the vegan ham a nice color, actually adds a lot of flavor to it. As the sugar caramelizes, it adds a very unique taste. Let's turn off the heat.
Alright. Ooh, look at that.
Ooh. Yeah, you can smell the teriyaki. So our vegan ham is ready. Just finished frying.
Nice and golden, okay.
Yeah. So now we can start putting the vegan ham musubi together. First of all, we have the nori, or seaweed. And we try to use the shiny side on the outside.
What's the reason for that?
Well, the smoother side is, it makes it look shiny and nice on the outside.
All right.
And you want the rough side inside because the rice, it's easier for the rice to stick to the nori.
Stick better. And
so you put it face down on your board and position the mold in the middle like this.
Nice and even.
Yeah. Now we can start adding the rice. We add about 2 or 3 tablespoons, full tablespoons to the mold. It's very sticky. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. So even the rice out a little bit. It's not too important. And now we use the handle to kind of mold the rice. Push down on it gently until the rice is nice and molded. Then remove the handle from the top. Now we have a nice thin layer of rice, and from there you could add the furikake seasoning, which adds a very nice flavor to the rice. Just add a thin layer to the top.
Like as much as you like, eh?
Or as much as you like.
The
more flavor you want, just add how much you want.
Alright.
So here we have the ham we could add.
The vegan ham.
Yeah, the vegan ham.
Alright.
Gotta be vegan.
Okay.
So we add one slice to the top, like that. Then you use the handle again to kind of compress the ham and rice together. Don't have to push too hard this time. So to remove the mold, we just press the handle with one hand and remove the mold with the other. There you go. Now we're going to fold it, very similar to how you make sushi. Just fold around the vegan ham and rice. Okay. And to help stick the seaweed together, you could use water, or actually you could use rice, and it'll stick, which helps make it stick together.
All right.
So there you have our first vegan ham musubi.
Yummy. Looking good.
So this time we could start another way to make the vegan ham.
That's another way.
There's another way, yeah.
We use the same thing.
Use the same thing, but it's a different method, yeah.
Okay. Show me how, show me how.
The same idea. The outcome will look the same. It's just the process is a little bit different. This time, instead of putting the seaweed sheet on the bottom of the mold, we put it from the top, like so.
Inside
the mold.
Okay.
Kind of like a U shape. And from here, you could add the rice. About 2 or 3 tablespoons of rice. Spread it out like before. Now we can add a thin layer of furikake seasoning. And then we add our vegan ham slice. Just gently place it inside. And now we overlap the seaweed sheet on top of each other. You could use a little bit of rice to help.
Help stick them together.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Just fold it on top of each other. And here we use the handle to compress everything together. Just gently press down. Make sure it's nice and compressed. And we remove it the same way. Press on the handle and with one hand and use the other hand to remove it. Like
wow,
so.
Wow, nice looking, eh?
Yeah.
Look at that.
There you have it. So should we take a test?
I'd love to. I've been waiting for this. So look yummy.
You could try one. Here you go.
All right. Thank you.
See how it is.
Mm.
You could taste the teriyaki.
Yep.
Teriyaki. And the furikake seasoning is is good too.
Really good. Everybody should try this.
Very. It's good, huh?
It's really good.
It's actually a very convenient food to make that you can make at all occasions for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Or anytime you're hungry.
And everybody can make this at home.
Yeah. We hope you have enjoyed our show today. It has been a delight to share this wonderful and loving treat with everyone. From all of us in Hawaii,
aloha!
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.